And the topic today is creating. Once again, same thing. Anyway, the thing is, 3.6 million, the thing is to envision them as having, not creating, not bringing about, not winning them, not earning them, not receiving them, not winning them, not deserving them, anything, but just having. Basically, what we create, something we want in our lives. It always has to be on the very thing of having. Always having. Unless we want to create the receiving. Specifically, how we want to receive it. If that's what we want, then we can create on the receiving end. But you have to understand, then it becomes all about the receiving, not the having. Because remember, then you're creating the receiving, not the having. In other words, if you want to be a billionaire, and if you're creating how you become a billionaire, it's all about how you become a billionaire. It's not being a billionaire anymore. It's how you become that. And then you're creating it on how, the basis of how. That's what you're creating then, or recreating, not the having. What we're doing here is we're creating the having. And with a lot of things in life, at the early stages of learning to create and manifest what we want in our lives, we should work on the basis of having. Later, as we get good at it, and it becomes not so much about the things anymore, but about the creating, then we can change to the receiving, or to the actual creating of it. Let's say a piece of art. You know, if you're a painter and you want to do a certain painting, it's not just about the finished art. It may be for other people who see it, but for you, it's about the actual painting of the painting, envisioning it, bringing that vision onto the canvas. But at the early stages of learning to create, we need to focus on the having. So no matter what you're creating, if you're going along with the 3.6 million, or if you've chosen something else, it has to be on the having. Having it at this moment. Not changing anything else in your life, basically just adding that to your life. Perfect example of that is yesterday I happened to hear from someone that someone in my area here, where I live, has won the $20 million. And my wife and I were looking at each other and we're going, hey, you got the tickets? And I says, yeah, I have some tickets for this week for that draw. Could be us. And you know what? It could be. Because no one knows yet who it is that won it. So as we kind of going back and forth with that, could be us, I said, what would it feel like? I mean, what would you go through if you found out you won it? And you now are $20 million richer. $20 million. I mean, what emotions would you go through? And I started actually going through them. See, because I've been practicing the experiencing of having 3.6 million. So now that something else comes up, which is the 20 million, I very quickly realized I could begin to experience it. Because of my practicing with the 3.6 million, practicing, experiencing, having it. Because that's what we're doing. So, very quickly I came about a feeling. Well, the first feeling it would come to is, oh my God, I won. It's sort of a numb feeling. Then you look at it again, you go, holy crap, I won 20 million. We won. And it would build. Then there would be a feeling of, well, are we sure we won? Is it really possible? And there's these stages, and it increases. And my adrenaline started to increase. And my blood flow started pumping. I got more and more excited. And as you know, when you get really, really excited about something, it's hard to do other things that, let's say, you're supposed to be doing right now, like maybe focusing on your work or whatever the case, because you're so excited and the energy is just flowing through you so strongly, it's hard to focus on anything else. It was a very good feeling, very exciting feeling, and a lot of fun to experience. But I keep going, I just kept going, and then all of a sudden a thought came up from my mind, said, hey, this is not real, you're just pretending this. You haven't really won it. And I looked at the thought, and while I looked at that thought, in other words, paid attention to that thought, and by paying attention to it, I allowed it to become me, in a sense. I energized it by paying attention to it. As I energized it, it became stronger. And as it did that, the whole feeling that I had, this excitement, this wonderful feeling of having won that 20 million, just turned off like a tap. It's like somebody just turned the tap off and the flow ended and the whole thing dropped down. As I noticed that, I changed it and I said, well, not necessarily true. And I focused back on the having. Again, in a sense of having the $20 million. It's right there now. I've won. I have it. And then the feeling lifted again. Until, of course, I decided that was enough and I switched to thinking about something else because the phone rang and I decided to pick the phone up rather than ignore it because I was waiting for that call. I could have ignored it and kept going with the feeling. That's the thing. Now, the first thing that comes to a person's mind is, why would we keep going with that feeling? Well, because we begin to create it. And then someone else might say, or may have the thought, well, that's too much, I don't want that much. That's why you pick a number that's more comfortable. But a little bit beyond the comfortable zone. And that's why originally I came to 3.6 million. Now later, I sat down and again practiced and played with the feeling of having my 3.6 million. It seemed like such a small number compared to the 20 million. And because I had reached for that 20 million and got a really good sense of what it felt like to win it and have it and so forth, it made that 3.6 million look so small, like it was such a little amount, like it's not even such a big deal. Originally, when I started with the 3.6 million, my very first beginning, I had this feeling that 3.6 million was such a large amount, it was such a big reach. Now it's not so big anymore, and once I reached for that 20 million, that 3.6 million didn't seem like such a big deal anymore. And now, because it's not such a big deal anymore, I felt the feeling of having it even stronger. See, because when we feel it's a big deal, that's a great big chunk, it's maybe too much, that's really a form of resistance. And as I reached for the 20 million for 15 minutes when I was playing with it, and then I let go, and then later on went for my 3.6, it wasn't such a big deal anymore. And by reaching for a short time for that higher amount, just for a while and playing with the total feeling of it, and then bring myself later back to 3.6 million, I released a lot of resistance. Reaching for a higher point helps to release the resistance. So as we practice with money, we practice with the having. So when the day comes and you feel like, just for today, reach for a feeling of what it would feel like to have 10 million or 20 million. Just do that. But get in there and get the whole feeling. It does of no purpose if you don't actually get a feeling of it. Like a good, happy feeling of it, not a sad or fearful feeling. If you get a sad or fearful feeling, like a feeling that's not energizing you, then you're really thinking about the resistance. If you get a feeling that's energizing you, then you're really experiencing the energy of that, and you're feeling energized and excited because that energy is flowing through you, and that is, in a sense, giving you that energy. Let me explain some to you about what some scientists have come to believe. You know, it's a back and forth thing. Some disagree, some believe it. They believe that the human being, the world, all beings on this planet cannot sustain itself with outside energy coming in somehow. They can't quite figure out how yet and blah, blah, blah and so forth. Although they have some ideas, possibilities. The point is, they're saying that a human body, no matter how much it eats, drinks, air, it's not enough to actually sustain it. There is another form of energy that has to flow in. When that energy is cut off, you get sick and you die. Very slowly, because it's not a total, you don't totally live off of that energy, it's a combination of both. The same thing goes for this planet and the universe, they're saying. This planet cannot sustain itself in totality, continuously for the time it's been here, unless it has outside energy flowing in, sustaining it. And if you think about it, that's not really a very far-fetched idea. That's a very good idea, and it's actually true. Sometimes we can't quite prove it yet, you know, scientifically, so we tend to doubt it. But let's say, for the sake of it, that that's true. Think about something. When you get excited, when you really flow that energy, I talk about in one of my books, Letting the Love Flow, opening that valve. When we appreciate, when we get excited, when we're happy, energy begins to flow, and we have enormous amounts of energy. Yet, when we get depressed, something closes, and all of a sudden our body goes down, and we have no energy. Well, the fact is, you can eat the same amount of food if you're depressed as when you're happy. Your body turns that food into energy the same way, but something changes from the time when you're happy to the time you're depressed. Well, I'll tell you what changes. It's that extra energy flow that sustains and creates everything in our universe. That's the energy that we're talking about flowing through ourselves when we envision having in such a way that it makes us happy and excited and joyful. That tells us that that energy is flowing through us and creating the very thing that we want. And at the same time, it energizes us. Why? Because it's flowing through us. When we close the valve, we become depressed and sad. See, we think we become depressed and sad and then the energy shuts down. It's actually the other way around. We shut the energy down and then we become sad and depressed. And we don't necessarily know why, but we pick at things and we say, well, it's because of this. Well, the only way to change it is to look at something else in such a way that it brings us joy, and that, in a turn, opens the valve, and then we really begin to feel energized and joy. So at first, we sort of make it up in order to engage the valve and open the valve, and then as it opens, the whole process begins. And we become energized. And the energy flows through us, and it does create the 3.6 million in different ways, in different forms for everybody, because we're envisioning the having, not the creating of particularly how we want to receive it. So we're envisioning the having. We've taken a shortcut in a sense and going right to the end of having, because that's what we want. See, we want to experience the having of abundance, the experience of abundance, and the energy flowing through us of the having of that abundance. So I want to go through it again. doesn't matter how you envision having the 3.6 million, as long as it so much convinces you that you have it, that the energy is flowing through you, then you know you're there, because you'll feel happy, you'll feel excited, you'll feel like it's there. All along, part of you knows it's not there yet, but that's okay. That's fine, that doesn't matter. What you want to go with is the part that says, it is there. Sometimes people say to me, well, Klaus, that's like imagining that's not there, and it's pretending, and it's just fooling yourselves. Well, yes, it is fooling yourself for the time being, so that that valve opens and the energy can flow and create. So for the time being, yes, we have the first stage is fooling ourselves. Second stage, the energy flows. And third stage, it becomes real. And before it even becomes real, we've already, in a sense, experienced it. So when it actually arrives, there won't be no big light in the sky, you know, fireworks and everything else, and hooplas, because all along you've experienced it already. And by the time it comes, you've already accepted it as yours. And when it's there in reality, it'll be there. I mean, there won't be a big hoopla excitement, because you've already had it before it arrived. Another sense, you've been experiencing it day to day, every day you've been practicing so much that it, to you, it is there. So when it finally is there, I don't know how to explain that. I don't know how to put it in words. It's already there. So it's not like anything fantastic has happened, although there is some fantastic habit that's turned into reality. But also may come in a slower process, depending on how we release our resistance. So it may come in pieces, little by little, larger chunks as we release the resistance to it, and begin to allow it more and more. So for every person it becomes a different thing. And just allow it to be that way, because it will become an experience, your life experience, in a sense, and how you receive it. And it really will be different for every person. You may be an artist, and you may experience it by your paintings, all of a sudden selling for more money, becoming greater demand. The next thing you know, your paintings are selling for 100 times what they sold for before. I can't judge how it will come. That's sort of between you and you. Your larger self, your inner self, the universe, all that there is, who knows? That's between you and you. And it's your life experience. The beauty part is when we allow it to come whatever way, it's kind of interesting. It becomes a surprise. It's like a journey. We know we are getting it, but we don't know exactly how it unfolds. So it becomes a kind of a joyous experience. It's sort of like, you know, you're getting a present tomorrow. You know it's going to be fantastic, but you don't know exactly what it is. So it's kind of exciting. That's the way it becomes. Like I said, if you wanted to make a change later on when you practice and get the hang of it, and you then want to say, well, I want something, but I want to experience the receiving of it. I'm not so after it as much as I am after the experience of it. So I want to experience the receiving of it. So you would envision the experience of receiving of it so much so, and keep practicing it in whatever way is required to get the feeling, so that you're experiencing it before it even comes into existence. I know it's a strange thing. I have to repeat this many, 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 many times, because I notice that people are not necessarily hearing it. No matter how many times I've said it now, people are not necessarily hearing it. They're hearing a little piece, but their resistance sometimes is so high But the whole thing is blocked out. And they're hearing something I'm not even saying. Strange, isn't it? So I keep repeating it, and I'm going to repeat it another probably 10 times. Because I believe I may be saying something that I may not even be hearing. See, because after I do these recordings, they get translated into written language. Then I go and I read them, and I look at it, and I see things I don't ever remember saying. And I wonder just how much I miss. How much is sort of blocked out. You see, everything that we see, hear, sense, goes first to our subconscious. And our subconscious has been told, according to what we believe, to censor things. So it can literally censor what we see. In other words, how could I explain it? There could be, I'm going to just make it a little far-fetched explanation. It's not a perfect one, but it'll work. There could be an alien standing there. If you are absolutely convinced that they do not exist, and you've done it in such a way that you've told your subconscious that I don't want to see them, they don't exist, and to us they do not exist. So the subconscious has now received and is following the instructions to avoid anything that looks like that. It will literally take it out of our vision. In other words, the picture that you see in your mind through your eyes, right now if you look up, you might see a sky, an ocean, a house, a building, your computer, a book, whatever. You're not seeing everything that's there because the subconscious is actually censoring a lot of things out. It can literally erase things out. So, one person will see something, another person looking in the same direction, looking in the same area, will not see it because the subconscious censored it out. The same thing goes with recordings. The same thing goes with written stuff. I can write stuff. Some people just do not see it. And the same thing goes for me. There's things that have been written. I never saw it. I read it several times. Never saw it. Read it a few years later when my resistance was different, had changed, and I was more allowing certain things into my belief system, and all of a sudden I see it, and I swear to God, it was not there. It's like the sentence has expanded, yet it hasn't, in a sense. Things just get censored out, so I like to repeat it over and over and over again to make sure it slowly gets in. Envision it. The 3.6 million in your bank account. Doesn't matter how many bills you have. Forget about what's in your bank account. You just add the vision of the 3.6 million are in there. Basically, that's it. And you do that so much so that you feel good. In other words, you're looking at the bills. You've got a stack of bills there, let's say, maybe, that you can't pay. In my original book, I said, send those bills love. That's in my very first book I wrote. Yes, but some people didn't quite get that. They were looking at the bills and feeling bad and trying to send love. Well, then you're not really flowing that energy because you're feeling bad. That feeling bad tells you the valve is closed. Well, it's not totally closed, but closed enough that there's no real flow. When you start to feel good, the flow begins. So the idea is to change your thinking pattern until you feel really good, and then you can really flow the energy to those bills. In other words, flowing love to those bills in order for the circumstances to be arranged so that you can pay them. And that's basically what you're doing. But this is difficult. I found that, in a sense, for people, it becomes extremely difficult because as they look at the bill, they instantly have bad feelings. So it makes it very difficult for them to send love. Sometimes it works, and most of the time it doesn't. So this is why I wanted something better. And that's where we are today. So instead, we just put them over here aside. We don't need to really look at them. We don't need to feel them. We instead vision the 3.6 million, which means all our bills can get paid whenever we want to pay them. That's the feeling we have. Now, the reality of it may be that you still have some bills that are unpaid, and maybe that you don't really have the money yet. But there's no point in feeling that. You see, because when you feel it, you see it with your eyes and you experience the feeling, you send that signal, and the universe will recreate more of that. So we don't want to feel that anymore. We just remove that feeling from our lives. We can't really remove it, in a sense. But we can add something else. And by adding and paying attention to that, we're no longer paying attention to the negative feelings of unpaid bills and not enough money. And so, if it's not in our attention anymore, it's not getting energy anymore, and it slowly dies away. And each time we have our focus on the 3.6 million on having, that concept is getting energy and is building and growing and will create itself in reality. So while one segment of our life is slowly, in a sense, dying and fading away, another one is growing. See? It's like a scale, and it's tipped to one end. So we no longer pay attention to the heavy side of the scale. So slowly that stuff just rots away and disappears, but we pay attention to the other side of the scale. The more attention we pay, the more it gets laid into that scale, and it starts to lift and move slowly, and pretty soon it will tip the other way. Somewhere along the line, it'll get to halfways, and then it'll tip a little further and a little further. And maybe we'll fall off the wagon, and we'll look back at the other side of the scale we've spent our whole lives looking at, the lack and not enough and so forth, and we'll re-energize it a little bit, but not much, because we only do it for a short time and realize, oh, this is not feeling very good, it's certainly not serving any purpose. I'm going to look at the halving of the 3.6 million. I'm going to look at the halving till I have the feeling. And I'm going to keep practicing it every day. That's my thing. Morning, noon, night, lunchtime. Anytime I notice, for instance, that I'm thinking about negative things, I'm going to switch to something positive. I'm not going to try to remove the negative thing or remove the negative thoughts. I'm not going to struggle with those thoughts. I simply go towards thinking about my 3.6 million sitting in the bank. They're sitting there. We're not earning them. We're not receiving them. They're there. They are there right now. We don't need to run and take them out. We don't need to invest them. We don't need to do anything. They can just sit there just fine. They're perfectly fine, perfectly safe, just sitting there. That's what we want. Every day, every day, every day, every day, every day. You know what? Forget about how long it takes. Forget about everything else. Just keep doing that. I don't know about your age, but I'm getting close to 50, and I spent a lot of years feeding the lack side. A lot of years. Matter of fact, I made it quite powerful. So powerful that when I changed and I received more money, I had the ability to make that money disappear just like that. It just flows through my fingers. So as I increased my ability to make more money, it flowed out even more. See, I gave that negative stuff a lot of power over the years. So it will take a little time for it to die out. It's like a forest that's well rooted in, or a weeds in where there should be a garden. So it's going to take a little while to get those weeds out, turn off the water. They have sufficient energy to maintain themselves for a while, regardless whether I take my energy out or not. But in time, they'll run out, they'll drop over, and the new flowers that I'm watering and paying attention to and fertilizing, they will grow and become quite beautiful. And in time, they will become the majority. And when that day comes, the scales will be tipped so hard, it would be just as difficult to go back to the negative as it was from the negative to the positive. Because once it's enrooted in us, then it tends to stay there. So at the beginning, yeah, this is a lot of work, maybe some struggle, but just remember, the day will come, whether it's a year or 2 years or 3 years, where the other side is so enrooted, so strong, in other words, the abundant side, that it just stays there, even if you have bad days of something. It doesn't matter, it doesn't affect it anymore. That'll be nice, won't it? Yeah, take a little work to get there. We got time.